The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
Welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Hey, everybody. Welcome and thank you very much for being here. My name is Bob Long, inviting you to stick around because we've got an outstanding broadcast straight ahead for you in this hour of the program. We're going to be joined by one of the world's leading experts in the realm of collector cars, and we're going to be talking to him about some of his recent travels, some of the auctions and different events that he has attended, and we're also going to be talking about some of the trends in the automotive collector car world. Coming up in hour number two of the program, heard on many of these Auto World affiliate stations, we'll be joined by a gentleman who calls himself a diesel racing pioneer. That's what he calls himself. He's a cool guy. He is indeed a racer, specializing in diesel vehicles, kind of hanging up his racing gloves these days and morphing over into more of a team owner and mentor, but always an entertaining guy, interesting guy, and Greg Hoag will be joining us in hour number two of the broadcast. We're also going to be joined by a representative from a product called XPEL, X-P-E-L. Eric Keller will be joining us, and to be honest with you, I don't know a whole lot about that product, so you're going to hear about it at the same time that I'm hearing about it. Telephone-wise, you can get a hold of us at the usual number. It's toll-free, so feel free from anywhere in North America at 855-660-4261, 855-660-4261, or via the email Bob@AutoWorldRadio.com. I think we're going to lean on that one heavy. We've got a new website upcoming. Hopefully it will launch this week. We're also going to dive deeper, a whole lot deeper, into the social media stuff. I have not been that active in that realm, but I'm going to start to be a whole lot more active, so I'll keep you posted on that front as well. Also on today's program, we've got lots of other things as well, so automotive news and some trivia questions as well, and an opportunity for you to pick up a cool prize from the Busted Knuckle Garage. Well, joining us right now is, as I said, one of the best guys in the business when it comes to collector cars, when it comes to analyzing the collector car marketplace. He is a contributor to both Automobile Magazine and Auto Week Magazine, and he also has the big job. He is publisher of the Hagerty Price Guide, and Hagerty, of course, is the world's largest insurer of classic cars, and McKeel Hagerty and the Hagerty family have done just a wonderful job over the years in growing the hobby and continue to do so here in 2016. But let's welcome the man himself, Dave Kinney, back to Auto World. Dave, how you doing?
Hey, Bob, how are you? Good to hear from you.
Well, let's see where you're at. Are you presently on the road? Are you down in Florida? Whereabouts are you joining us from?
Well, you win the prize. I'm calling from maybe about a half a mile away from Barrett Jackson in West Palm Beach. That just ended, and so I'm talking to you while the numbers are fresh, I guess.
Very good. Barrett Jackson is had a good run, continues to do well historically in Palm Beach. How about 2016? How did things go down, Dave?
Well, I think they went pretty well. I obviously haven't been able to digest what happened here today all that well. Yeah, a lot of difference in the car market now, and you can see it when you're looking at their run list and you're here in person. There are an awful lot of Mercedes SLs here right now, and not all of them, I think, fall into the collector car bracket, but, you know, different strokes for different folks, I guess. But if you wanted to find a 10-year-old or a 15-year-old Mercedes-Benz with a top that goes down, this was a great place this weekend. Not as many resto mods here as there are at Phoenix and, of course, or Scottsdale, but, of course, this is nowhere near as big a sale as Scottsdale. Those of you who have been to Scottsdale know that you get to a parking lot and take a bus and then go in from the parking lot bus and maybe wait in line a little bit because it is so huge. And it's on a lot more human scale here. You can walk from your car to the entrance of the show here. But lots of smiling faces, lots of good friends I saw. And then, of course, last week I was in Fort Lauderdale, less than an hour's drive away, for Auctions America. So they're two very different sales, and we can talk about both of them.
Absolutely. Let's before we talk about Auctions America, let's talk a little bit about Barrett-Jackson, and in particular, pay a little tribute to Craig. I mean, this is a gentleman who took over Barrett-Jackson from his brother, who passed away quite suddenly from cancer. Of course, it was started by his dad and a friend of his dad's. It was a local Phoenix event, but you know, I will give Craig tremendous kudos for doing what he's done in blowing this up. Of course, the role of television has played a significant role in doing so, and certainly he continues to expand, and we'll talk about the upcoming New England event as well. But the thing that struck me, I watched a lot of the coverage of the Arizona event, the Scottsdale Palooza, and it was interesting to see how the cars have changed, Dave. You know, you and I have been going to these events for a lot of years, and you know, there was a time that we wouldn't see, we always saw muscle cars at Barrett-Jackson, but certainly in Arizona there were a lot of resto mods and a lot of vehicles built for special events like SEMA. So it was a little bit different from the Barrett-Jackson of 10 years or so ago. And certainly for Florida, you know, people love the Mercedes SLs, so I guess it kind of makes sense. Sounds like, you know, Craig, using the baseball expression, is kind of hitting them where they ain't. He's kind of finding his little niches and running with it.
Yeah, I agree. You know, the Barrett family and the Jackson family, who started this auction so many years ago, you know, the original, the founders are gone, and now Craig, who is the son of one of the founders, is running the show. And you're absolutely right. Very, very smart move, getting themselves on television, which makes a big difference in the auction world. They've branded their brand, you know, easily. I think that more people know about Barrett-Jackson than know about, you know, any number of other brands. It's a really top brand in the classic car world. And it's funny, when you go to Scottsdale, a lot of the times I say I'm going to Scottsdale for the auctions, and everybody repeats back to you, "Oh, Barrett-Jackson." And I say, "Well, no, there's other auctions there other than Barrett-Jackson," and they give you the really surprised look, because it is the big dog. You know, it's the one that everyone knows about. So, you know, kudos to them. You're absolutely right, and they've done a great job with it. And to your point about things changing, they absolutely have, and they absolutely will. And, you know, let's embrace that. It's part of the greatness of the thing. It's, you know, used to be all Model A's and Model T's when I was a kid. And, you know, then it became all Mustangs and Camaros, and now it's, you know, it's becoming even more diverse. So I'm into all of it.
I'm on the road.
Absolutely. We'll take a break.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Congratulations. You now own the car of your dreams. Who will you trust, though, to bring your new baby home? Reliable Carriers, the country's largest enclosed auto transport company, will load, ship, and deliver your car anywhere in North America. Your car will be handled with care by our unparalleled staff of professionals. GPS tracking, the nation's largest fleet, 24-hour service, and $5 million of insurance on every load means you can relax knowing your car is in excellent hands. From collector and classic cars to daily drivers, Reliable is the name to trust to get your where it needs to go, safely and on time. Visit ReliableCarriers.com to learn more and request a quote. Reliable Carriers. Vehicles taken seriously.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
A good stove is at the top of the list for any serious survivalist. That's why you have to see the full range at emberlit.com. Simple, elegant, but extraordinarily efficient. Available in titanium or stainless steel, the Emberlit line of stoves are ultralight, pack flat, and work great. Fueled only by sticks and debris, from emergency situations to long-term survival, Emberlit stoves are up to the task. Emberlit, the most convenient, easy-to-carry wood stoves on the planet. See them all at emberlit.com.
It's no secret that pathogens such as bacteria, viruses, moles, and fungus can inflict severe damage in the human body. Fortunately, a new and vastly improved silver solution has been developed. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary broad-spectrum antibacterial, antiviral, antifungal solution that can be used inside the body as well as on the skin. Supernatural Silver is unique and superior to colloidal and ionic silvers, using a patented technology that is highly effective against colds, flus, infections, food poisoning, and yeast, in addition to many other pathogens. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, extremely safe, and is the number one choice of thousands of people for immune system support. Find out how Supernatural Silver could change your life. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code HEALTHY for 20% off. That's supernaturalsilver.com. And like us on Facebook.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
And now, back to the show with the highest octane, Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
We're back and we're live with Dave Kinney. He's the man. He is the publisher of the Hagerty Price Guide. He also is the man that Automobile Magazine and Auto Week Magazine trust with reporting on all things collectible in auction-wise and in the collector car marketplace. And we're talking about the now-concluded Barrett-Jackson auction in Palm Beach. We're going to also talk about a recently held auction also in Florida, just recently
from, was that from the Auctions of America, of course.
Auctions of America, right.
Absolutely. Yeah. But one other thing, too, and I shouldn't say this, but then again, why not? It's my radio program, so I might as well say it. I'm in enough trouble with enough people. But one thing that, and I'm sure there are friends of ours across the board that would agree, as much as I admire Craig with all the great things that he's done with this rather humble auction that started umpteen years ago, that was his dad's and his dad's friends, the one thing that annoys me, and I'm sure it annoys other folks, the fact that a lot of the supporters, a lot of the companies that helped get Barrett-Jackson to where it is today, 2016, a lot of people that have written a lot of checks over the years, it's disturbing to me, to be honest with you, to see Barrett-Jackson branded wax and Barrett-Jackson branded this, that, and the other thing. I know business is business, and that's what makes America great, but I don't know. I guess I'm old-fashioned, Dave. I'm disappointed in Craig's lack of loyalty to the folks that helped get him where he is today.
Well, I agree with you in some ways, Bob, because you do have to, you know, dance with the one who brung you, I guess is the old way of saying it. And there is that. I see both sides of that coin. I'm a loyal guy, and I know you are too, Bob. And so, you know, I guess maybe the best way to describe it is that I think that, you know, the automotive community is a community of friends as far as I'm concerned. And I know who my friends are. I know who people I work with are. And I know who's going to support me and have my back, you know, throughout all kinds of layers of business or hobby interest or whatever I do. And I choose to spend my money there. And I think that's a really good thing to kind of remember just about life in general. You know, I've had bad experiences at a restaurant, and you know, occasionally I've talked to a talked to the manager or something, and they seemed real sincere and real apologetic. But you know, just about 2 months ago, I had one where this has very little to do with what we said, but it has everything to do with what we said. I had a bad experience at a restaurant. It happens about once every 6 months, I guess. And I talked to the manager, and she kind of went through the pro forma and then gave me a discount for a free dessert if I came back with two people.
Welcome to
2016. The discount certificate is okay. If you're asking me to spend $30, you'll give me something that costs you a buck for free. You know, that's not loyalty. That's just kind of, you know, so I, you know, but that's exactly, you know, I buy the products that I like, that I deal with the people, you know, when I know the people that I know are square dealers and dealing well with others. I do understand it's a business world and business decisions do have to be made, but I also know that you make accommodations for your friends and you make accommodations for those who brought you along. So, Bob, you and I are on the same page about that. Not going to talk specifically about Barrett-Jackson or anyone else, but I think that we all know that you know that this started out as a very small hobby and it morphed into a business, and you know it maybe at some days when the business isn't all that good anymore and it becomes more of a hobby, you're going to have more friends than you have customers at some point. So
yep.
You know the old thing about there's no Brinks truck in the end of a funeral line applies here as well.
I like that. Very good.
I like making money, but I like making friends even better. How's that?
Yes, exactly. My dad used to use the expression that, when all is said and done, when you're buried, you know, the guy that picks up the garbage it could very well be buried next to the guy who made multiple millions and millions of dollars in the end. So there's a great equalization in the great grand scheme of things. But Barrett Jackson's got an interesting crew. I love the fact that Gary Bennett, who's one of the VPs there, he's actually got a Facebook page for his hair. And anybody that would do that, I think, kudos to Gary. I mean, what a cool guy he is. And before we move on and talk about Auctions America, a big, bold move, and I hope it goes well since I'm a Boston guy. I always will be a Boston guy. Barrett Jackson is going to do a New England event at the Mohegan Sun Casino. I don't know what the status is. Well, you know, our late friend, our good friend, Bruce Wennerstrom, who passed away last year. Is there going to be a Greenwich Concours for 2016? I have not heard anything.
Yes,
of course, there is.
I actually, they haven't updated their webpage, but there is going to be a Concours. I think it's the first weekend in June, if I'm not mistaken. They might have updated it by now, but I know I've gotten my, I have my hotel reservations for being there. Yeah, and Bruce Wennerstrom, what a, you know, what a great person, and what a horrible you know, passing that is. He and his wife were both so involved in the hobby, just from basically from day one. But yes, his kids are continuing the tradition, and I'm really happy to say so. There will be a Greenwich Concours this year.
Well, that's wonderful. Bruce always had a boutique auction there in recent years. Been Bonhams, this is a big deal for Barrett Jackson to be coming to New England. Put on your prognostication hat, look into the crystal ball. How do you think Barrett Jackson's going to do in New England? I think they're going to do quite well.
I think so. You know, there's always been a problem, doing a Northeast auction, with the exception of New York City, which has had some very, very, very expensive auctions. The Northeast hasn't been real kind. I guess Mecum is in Harrisburg, but it's been a little tough for the big auction companies to come in there. But Mohegan Sun and Barrett Jackson, probably a pretty good combination of mailing lists and everything else that they can get together. And I'm sure there are plenty of clients of Barrett Jackson who live in that area. I'd like to say I'm going to come. I don't know that for sure. It's somewhere around June 20th, from memory here, is when they're going to have that. But it's not the first auction that's been done at Mohegan Sun. There was a smaller auction company that tried, maybe 10 or 12 years ago, and didn't have really good funding.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Bad news, Americans. You're probably stockpiling for a disaster all wrong. When a big one comes, you'll need more than that poisonous, oversalted survival food you now see everywhere. There are three vital things that your survival food is missing, and it's the first thing to disappear from grocery stores. Go to superfoodradio.com now to see my story of how I nearly died when I was forced to live on a popular survival food. That's superfoodradio.com, and I'll show you how everything you've been told about survival food is dead wrong. Go to superfoodradio.com now.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
Remember Pearl Harbor. Now you can buy, for the first time ever, the 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-329-6700 right now or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. 1-800-329-6700.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding, unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze, containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop. You save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Hey, it's Billy F. Gibbons from ZZ Top, and you're listening right here to Auto World.
Dave Kinney is our very special guest, one of the world's leading experts when it comes to collector cars and auctions. He's the publisher of the Haggerty Price Guide and also a writer for Automobile Magazine, Auto Week Magazine. And before we go any further and talk about the recently held RM Auctions America event down in Florida, let's remind everybody about all the cool stuff that they can find for free, and you don't hear that word too often in 2016 at the Haggerty Price Guide, and it's online now. This is really exciting.
Yeah, thanks, Bob. You can just go to Haggerty.com or Haggerty.com/valuation tools. Either one of them will get you there. And you can look up the value of literally thousands of cars that were built from 1946 till pretty much the present day. We don't have a lot of cars that were built in 2000 and up, but we're growing that number every single week. But we have generational information about a lot of the cars, so you can read a little bit about them. You can also value them. There's a whole bunch of fun charts that you can play around with. You can even make your own chart for your own cars if you like and kind of track the value over time. And we update that 3 times a year, and the next update will be May 1st. And we've got some exciting stuff with news, but most of it is that it's a pretty calm market right now, with some exceptions. If I had to, people are always asking me what sells and what doesn't sell at auctions, and what sells, what doesn't sell when it's listed on eBay and everything else. Right now, the market just loves these cars with very, very, very low mileage and all original. I was joking with a friend of mine the other day, and I said, if you put a 74 Ferrari and parked it at a car event and put a 74 Mustang II with 2,500 miles and the original window sticker in the window next to it, you'd probably have 50 people looking at the Mustang too before they even looked at the Ferrari. It's amazing how much the market changes. And of course, as you know, 20 years ago, you couldn't get arrested driving a Mustang too. So there you go. Things do change, and the public's interest changes as well.
Absolutely.
Yeah, we do update three times a year, and we've got a lot of information, not just values on there, and a lot of stuff that you can go to look at and get some questions answered for free.
Excellent. Let's talk about the Auctions America event. This is a an offshoot, an American subsidiary of the what used to be the RM, but is now RM. Sotheby's company. Tell us about the RM event recently held down in Florida. Tell us about some of the star cars and some of the cool stuff, Dave.
Okay, well, RM is now mostly all, or is all catalog auctions, they call them. So, catalog auction read more expensive cars, I guess is the best way to describe it. Whereas Auctions America has the cars that kind of people like you and us are more used to. So Auctions America does have cars for over 100,000, but they also have lots of cars in the 20 and 30 and, even a little bit more and a little bit less range. It was a really, really fun sale last weekend, Bob. It was, filled with cars, although it's another big change. There weren't a lot of people there all the time, but the right people were there because they sold a whale of a lot of cars. I think they're at about, if I'm not mistaken, they're in the 72-73% range, maybe a little bit more, for the number of cars they sold. And fun sale and some really great cars. I was really impressed with what their team has done. That was held in the convention center at Fort Lauderdale, and I'm sure it'll go on again next year. And, of course, you know, for a guy who lives up a little bit in the colder weather up east, it's kind of nice being down here this time of year, as you well know.
Yeah, absolutely. No question about that. Let's talk about some of the trends that you're seeing, and we'll get into the Hagerty Price Guide a little bit more. But I noticed this week some folks are writing stories about cars from the 1980s being hot. Is that true, Dave? Are we seeing more and more interest in 80s vintage vehicles?
Well, get your Crockett and Tibbs, fan book out from Miami Vice. I'm afraid you're absolutely right. And there's some great cars from the 80s. And some of these lower production cars, and especially very well taken care of, or what we call survivor cars and the low mileage cars, have been ringing the bell at some of these auctions. It's always the funniest thing to me, Bob, because you'll always meet somebody who says, well, this car will never be collectible. And if I had a dollar for every time somebody told me that, I'd be a very rich man, because everything becomes collectible as long as it's in great shape, or as long as it has an interesting story to tell. And so, name your car from the 80s, whether it's a Corvette or a Porsche, or even mom's station wagon, my favorite, a Chevy Celebrity or something like that. You'll go to a car show now, and if one has survived and is intact, everybody remembers them. If you were alive in the 80s and more than 5 years old, you probably remember riding in one, and that's fun. And, of course, the Japanese collectible cars, it was inevitable that they became huge. There's a whole lot of people who are born and raised right here in America, but their experience with automobiles when they were a kid were from mom and dad's Japanese cars. So that's what they grew up with, and that's what they know. And, they might not want to buy a 96 Civic to replace it, but, they might be interested in an Acura, NSX or something like that. So, the beat goes on is getting back to what we were talking about. The stuff that a lot of us would never consider being collectible has gone from being just plain interesting into being collectible. And that's what happens in our collector car world.
Absolutely. Let's talk about some of the cool things that you've got in the in the price guide online at Hagerty.com. You have different indexes, including ones for 1950s, American vintage vehicles, affordable classics, blue chip vehicles, British cars, Ferraris, German collectibles, and muscle cars. And it's interesting to take a look at you know, some of the numbers here, like the affordable classic index, you know, begins at a relatively low dollar figure of $2,500. But then when you look at the blue chip index, that begins at 250 grand. And then, of course, Ferrari, we're talking 500 grand.
Yeah, well, we decided when we put these indexes together, that we try and do a little something for everybody. And you know, I love following the muscle car index, because right now the muscle cars are doing much better. They got really hit in the recession, even though the Ferraris and some of the other blue chip cars did really well during those years. You know, a little bit goes to figure as far as that goes. But we also have, you know, like I said, the ability to put your own index together if you'd like to. You can take three or four cars and build an index, which is something that's fun. But we track those, and like I said, we change the numbers three times a year. So the next time you're up at midnight on May 1st, I guess, you can watch them change. We try and hit it right around the time the new book comes out. And getting back to the book, we still publish a price guide. It's still available. It's you can get it by subscription, or you can get a single issue only. But most people by far prefer getting it online. It's a fun thing to do, a fun thing to go to Hagerty.com and take a look around. And, you know, you can fantasize, you can dream, or you could, you know, see what those cars sitting in your garage are worth right now.
I love talking muscle cars. And when we come back on the other side, we'll talk about some of the trends, some of the vehicles that are perhaps going through a renaissance or a resurgence. And looks like we got a couple of emails here for you, Dave, at bob@autoworldradio.com, 855-660-4261. Let me throw out a quick question here. Who made the Grabber?
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
You think that you're rescuing them, but honestly, they're going to end up rescuing you. You don't know what they've gone through, and they're not going to be perfect. And they are so happy that you are taking a chance on them to be a part of your family. I urge you to go down to your local shelters, pounds, dog rescues, foundations, you name it, and rescue a dog. Once you get your rescue dog, you should definitely order some DinoVite. Go online and order it. DinoVite.com. DinoVite. It's awesome stuff. 90 days of DinoVite will make your dog a happy dog. It will help them with their overall health. You don't need to spend thousands on vet bills. DinoVite is the best thing that's ever happened to my dogs, you know, besides me, of course. Call 859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DinoVite.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
A good stove is at the top of the list for any serious survivalist. That's why you have to see the full range at emberlit.com. Simple, elegant, but extraordinarily efficient. Available in titanium or stainless steel, the Emberlit line of stoves are ultralight, pack flat, and work great. Fueled only by sticks and debris, from emergency situations to long-term survival, Emberlit stoves are up to the task. Emberlit, the most convenient, easy-to-carry wood stoves on the planet. See them all at emberlit.com.
December 7, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
75 years ago, America suffered one of the worst moments in American history, the attack on Pearl Harbor. Now you can remember December 7, 1941, with the purchase of the first ever 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-490-3200 right now for the official 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve, the only company authorized to distribute these 100% solid gold coins. Remember Pearl Harbor with this limited official gold release. 1-800-490-3200 or online at usmoneyreserve.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up. This is Auto World and your host, Bob Long.
Thank you so much for joining us here on Auto World. My name is Bob Long. Dave Kinney joins us. He is the publisher of the Hagerty Price Guide and also a contributing editor to both Automobile and Auto Week magazine. We got a couple of questions for him. Before that quick, hard network break, I threw out a hasty trivia question, but let's kind of refine it a little bit more. There was a special edition of actually a couple of different products from this American car company. They were called Grabbers. One in particular that I was thinking begins with the letter M. What American car company had a model beginning with the letter M that offered a grabber edition of that vehicle? 855-660-4261 or bob@autoworldradio.com. Dave, let's talk about the resurgence of the Hemi Cuda convertible. Boy, we've seen some big sales of the limited numbers of those vehicles in existence in recent times, and I'm sure that's affected the index as well.
Oh, absolutely. The Hemi Cudas became million-dollar cars, and they quickly shot up from there. So the Hemi Cuda convertible built in 70 and 71 are kind of the top of the food chain in the muscle car world, and they're only a handful of them, and of that, only a couple of them have a manual transmission, and the rest are automatic. So there's all kinds of pecking order there in terms of what people want the most. But it's a production car that is worth more than a lot of Ferraris. You're talking $1.5 million, $2 million, $2.5 million for these cars, and that's a lot of money for anything. I mean, that's more than you and I probably carry around in our wallet at any given time.
Yeah, I would say that is absolutely true, and it's sad, but it's true. Absolutely. Here's a question for Dave Kitty. It comes from Tennessee, from Nashville. The gentleman's name is Peter. Peter is interested in acquiring a vehicle that he always enjoyed seeing as a young man growing up, and that was the the MG GT. This was the hatchback variant of the MG. He wants to know, ballpark figure wise, how much would an average one of these MGBGT models go for, and is this a good vehicle? That's what he's asking you, Dave. What do you think?
Well, he's picked one that is in all kinds of price ranges. You can actually find a decent MG. It's called an MGB, and then the GT makes it into the coupe, so the MGB GT. They're kind of split into two. I think production started in the early 1960s, like 62, 63, and all the way up into the late 1960s and into the 70s. They're split up into two things. They're called the rubber bumper cars, the last ones that started in the 70s, and then the chrome bumper cars, and that's self-explanatory. The chrome bumper cars tend to be more expensive, the rubber bumper cars less. And you can probably start buying a decent driver quality car for around the $5,000 mark, and maybe up to $12,000 or $14,000. They get a little nicer, and then after that, you're going to get into the show cars, which, you know, depending on year and colors and equipment and everything else, can top out in the 20s. So they are good cars to drive. They're fun. They are British, so they every once in a while give you a little heartburn in terms of maintenance. But I think most people have learned to fix those little problems that were involved in those cars. A lot of times people put in electronic ignitions and things like that. But they're fun cars to drive. They're good cars to own, and there's nothing like top-down motoring. Oh, starting right about now for most people, I guess, this time of year.
Another question. This one comes out of one of our new affiliate stations in Corpus Christi, Texas, KEYS. And this one comes from John James in Texas. And John James is in the market for a 914 Porsche, another car similar to the other gentleman in Tennessee he admired as a young person growing up. He realizes there are various models. He'd like to know, what's the rarest of the 914s, and is there any particular model, year, or color combination, or any advice that, Dave, you might have for him?
Well, the 914 came in both a four-cylinder and into six-cylinder, so they became 914 sixes when they're six-cylinder. I guess the rarest of the rare would be the 914 6 GT, which is basically a race car that was sold for the street, I guess. And they can be many times the price of a 914 that's a four cylinder car. Some people like the earlier ones. Some people like the later ones. They went to a 2-liter engine in the middle of production. I like the 2-liter ones best because they have a little bit more power. But they're all good cars, and they were cars that were basically ignored for many, many, many years. They came in a wide variety of colors, like almost everything in the 70s did. They were crazy colors. They'd have a kind of an electric green and electric orange and colors like that, all the way back to the normal Porsche silver. I really don't know how much difference a color is going to make on a car like that. I think I'd go for whatever my preference is. They're two-seat only cars. They're much more basic transportation in many ways than the 911, but they've got that mid-engine design with the four-cylinder or the six-cylinder engine that sits right behind you. I would say if I was just getting involved in it, I would look for a very solid, non-rusty starter car, and that's something you're going to be able to find for under $20,000, and then kind of refine what you want, and you can get a car that's much more car and much with a little better equipment or better condition, and expect to pay almost as much as twice as that for the for the car coming close to the show quality. Those cars have been going up in value, and like I said, in terms of appreciation, and I mean that in both ways, appreciation of the masses and Porsche people in particular, as well as appreciation in the pocketbook. So it's a good car to pick.
Excellent. We got an answer to the trivia question here. Not a great trivia question, but Wayne, listening in Vermont, has got the proper answer. I was looking for the American car company, that being Ford, that had a series of vehicles that they models, special models called Grabbers, and the one I was looking for was the Maverick. So congratulations, Wayne. We'll get you out a cool prize from Warren Tracy and the Busted Knuckle Garage. Let's continue to dive into the emails here. Dave, you're getting a whole slew of emails, including one here. This one comes in from Sarah. And Sarah is listening to us in California. And she didn't say where. She's interested in an air-cooled Beetle. Of course, Jerry Seinfeld made some headlines recently at Amelia Island selling a rarefied version of that. But she's looking with a budget of around $15,000, wants to know, is there any particular year? Should she get a coupe? Should she get a convertible? What would be a good pick for her with a $15,000 budget?
Wow, there's so many to choose from. I like the 1967 Beetle because it's got a 12-volt electrical system, and it still has the old-style bumpers in it. So right around that era is one of my favorite eras there. And then I also like the last of the Beetles, the final year in the United States. They kept on in production in at least Mexico, if not Brazil and Mexico. But the final years of U.S. production was 1979. And a lot of people took really good care of their 78 and 79 Beetles, especially the convertibles. So you do find those. And I think at $15,000, you could probably find maybe not a great 79, but a really good 78 the year before production ended. So that would be another sweet spot to look for. And I'm kind of a convertible guy.
Hold that thought. We're going to hold you over, Dave. That's going to do it for this hour of Auto World.
For over 100 years, J.C. Whitney has been the go-to source for everything automotive. Visit jcwhitney.com today to see their vast selection of performance and replacement parts and accessories, and request a Jeep, truck, or general catalog, and see the latest project cars and car show event calendar at 100jcwhitney.com. 100jcwhitney.com.
Let's say you want to make a do-it-yourself repair on your vehicle. Where do you turn for advice? If you're considering free online repair advice, you might want to consider the source. Instead of putting your vehicle at risk, rely on accurate, complete guidance from start to finish with the experts at Haynes. Every Haynes manual is based on a complete teardown and rebuild of the vehicle. They learn the best ways to do a job and make it easier and cheaper for you. Haynes now offers online manuals that are formatted for all electronic devices. Rather than chance it on the internet, see the experts at Haynes.com.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.